reaction to the film in the States, how that went down?
The film gets really great audience reactions. It's quite a funny film. You know, it's a funny and a sad film about a farmer. And it gets, but in the States, I don't know if it's because we haven't had a premiere here, so we don't know. But in the States, there's a moment when one of the favorite cows, gives birth, and there's a big roar from the audience and a cheer, which is great to find the audience cheering for a cow, really. And they get on board, and it's, you know, it's quite a roller coaster of the ride. But what we loved was that Steve the farmer in Sundance, nobody knew who he was at the start. As the week went on, it took longer and longer to walk down Main Street in Park City. And by the end, we just couldn't do it because it just took so long. Everyone was stopping Steve and wanting to speak to him. So he really kind of connects with people, which is great.
Amazing. Yeah. I love the film, by the way.
Oh, great. You know, thank you very much. Great. Cheers.
What
are you hoping to get from Sundance Film Festival for your movie?
I suppose Sundance works in terms of a recognition for kind of smaller films like ours. They can perhaps get a bit of a platform up, really, and a chance to be seen internationally, but also nationally as well. And kind of recognition for the story as well, but also maybe for kind of smaller filmmakers who haven't got huge budgets. And it's for your film to be recognised along that kind of calibre. We're kind of so proud of it, really. It's fantastic.
There must have been some mishaps. It must have been quite a challenge filming on a farm. Were there any mishaps along the way? Any little anecdotes that you can give us?
Basically, in the beginning, you know, the cows always looked into the camera, and that's what you don't want them to do. I think the cows actually caused a lot of mishaps.
They wanted to be famous.
yeah, probably. You know, I think they just didn't. They weren't curious. Who is this kind of person with the camera in front of his eyes? You know, so they wanted to explore.
And did they react well? Were they good to film with?
Well, initially no, because like every kind of bad kind of actor or extra, they looked into the camera all the time. But slowly, I became accepted as Steve the farmer says, I became part of the herd, which is great, it's fantastic. But the more the cows got to know me, they ignored me for a while, but then after a while, they got a bit sort of a bit too curious, and they're like, because I had a rucksack on for filming, and they grabbed hold of my rucksack while I was filming and started to drag me backwards, which kind of ruined quite a few shots. So any of those shaky shots are in there, it's because the cow behind is going a bit too familiar. But they're good, they're funny.
Can I ask you quickly, what's next? What have you got planned for the future?
Okay, next project is Steve the farmer is actually being prosecuted for selling raw milk in a vending machine. And we think it's an issue that things like raw milk, which is great things, unprocessed food finds it harder and harder to find a place. And we kind of think that those kind of foods, why shouldn't we be allowed to eat certain foods just because why should governments or big business or whatever dictate what we eat? And the fact that like small farms are dying is because they have no connection with the marketplace themselves. So, you know, things like farmers markets are fantastic things and people buying local food are fantastic. So we kind of want to make a film which tries to expose some of the issues to do with some of the more processed foods out there.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.